Thank you for downloading the Tanker Market Report podcast from Coracle and Braemar Seascope for May the 5th, 2011. This podcast will look at the VLCC, Suezmax, Aframax and clean products sectors. Before we start though, are you a friend of Coracle on Facebook? If you're thinking of preparing for ICS exams next April, we suggest you become a friend on facebook.com/CoracleOnline because we're going to be publishing some offers there throughout May. We start with the VLs, and despite a myriad of worldwide geopolitical problems, which ordinarily would militate towards a better freight market, the VLCC world continues to trundle along in a pedestrian fashion. Libya presents more questions than answers at the moment, and neither does the continuing instability in Syria and Yemen provide easy answers to shipping soothsayers. These external factors might have been the reason why the oil price has been rising all the way to $127 a barrel for Brent. However, it appears that the speculation surrounding all this excitement and instability is starting to lose momentum, and the oil price is now slipping sharply. The reality of the global economic situation, slack demand and increasing US crude oil inventories are all contributing to the downward pressure on the crude price. Any supply issues surrounding Libya seem to have been made up for by increased cargo sizes from Sidi Carir, as well as cargoes bought spot from West Africa. None of this is helpful to a tanker market in desperate need of some positive impetus. Sadly for VLCC owners, amongst all this excitement, one thing has remained constant: the abundance of tonnage arriving in both the AG and West Africa. For the moment, no matter what the global situation is, unless a significant amount of tonnage is removed, either through storage, which is contango dependent, scrappage, which is unlikely, or a natural or man-made disaster, then we shall be looking at these rates for some time. Last week was a short 3-day trading week in London, but that made little difference to a lackluster market. Cargoes are trading steadily around the 265 at 47.5 to 50 level, depending on lay time and commission for AG to the Far East, and 280 at 37 for AG to the US Gulf. West Africa West has been active due to a relatively expensive Suezmax market. Although co-freighting opportunities have presented themselves, not many have succeeded. The steady fixing has kept the West Africa US Gulf market at 260 at 57.5. Eastbound voyages have been covered at a solid 260 at 52. The 30-day availability of VLCC tonnage arriving at Fujairah shows 62 double hulls and 5 single hulls, compared with 66 double hulls and 4 single hulls last week. So far for the month of May, 62 cargoes have been covered, leaving about 10 to 15 more to come for the middle decade and about 30 for the last decade. There are just under 60 VLCCs so far shown by owners to cover these 45 expected cargoes. One glimmer of positive news for owners is that the bunker price at Fujairah has softened slightly. With the freight rate for 280 AG US Gulf at 37 and with bunkers at $677 a tonne, owners' earnings are similar to last week at minus $8,000 a day. This compares with 270 at 49 for AG to South Korea, which is returning owners around $2,650 per day. Now the Suezmax sector, and after the long weekend of celebrations, the market came back with a bit of a bang on Tuesday morning. As expected, there were a number of cargoes left to be covered before the 20th, and the list suggested that the charterers would come under some pressure. There were a number of export cargoes that took a few natural West Africa ships out of the list, as some charterers looked to sneak some ships away, and at the same time, charterers moved out to look at the 2025 date window. All this pointed to rates moving upwards, and at one point on Tuesday there were a rumoured 11 cargoes working out of West Africa. In fact, a standoff developed between owners and charterers, as both parties had different ideas on the direction the market should take. The wind was firmly taken out of the owners' sails when 85 was fixed off early dates, and this set the trend for the rest of the week. It was a fairly uneventful week in the Aframax market, as tonnage lists showed an influx of prompt ships, which ultimately has caused downward pressure on rates. In recent weeks, demand out of the North Sea has been good and owners have managed to sustain solid rate levels. However, this week has been rather stagnant with little activity. We anticipate that levels will soften further into next week as charterers sustain downward pressure. It is safe to say that Baltic Aframax owners have now seen the end of their peak earnings for the year, as remaining ice class restrictions in the Baltic have now been lifted. This is notably the case from the port of Primorsk, where non-ice class vessels are now being accepted after 7th of May, and it didn't take long for charterers to take advantage of this. Now the Western clean markets and the return to the fray after the previous truncated weeks has brought the start of the expected slide in rates. While not as precipitous as it might have been due to higher than expected activity last week, rates have nonetheless dropped back from a peak of 245 last week to 237.5, and not even the most bullish of owners are anticipating the next fixture to be done at anything over 230. Looking forward into next week, and tonnage in the 15-20 May window is currently looking plentiful, and, as might be expected, charterers seem to be keeping cargoes out of the market and are allowing nervousness to build, with the hope of further eroding TC2 rates. In the Med, the week started with the transatlantic rates taking a real beating, with PMI entering the market and getting five players in and willing to do 217.5. The business was finally done on a ship which took 8 waiting dates for the privilege of wiping 20 points off the last done. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow us on Facebook if you're after a deal for your next ICS course.